A cheating scandal in a small Midwestern town has spilled out of the classroom and into the larger community. The school board in Piper, Kansas, has forced a biology teacher to pass students that she previously had failed after charging them with plagiarism. Matt Hackworth of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports.
When the students in Christine Pelton's sophomore biology class turned in their semester-long botany projects, she noticed something suspicious. Using the internet site Turnitin.com, Pelton says she found that 28 students plagiarized articles from the internet in writing their papers.
They were like, well, how do you find out if we plagiarized? Because teachers have this computer program now, and they're like, well, if we would have known that, and that's where they made the mistake.
Their mistake, as Pelton puts it, cost the students an F on the assignment. After some parents in the small district complained, the Piper School Board reversed the grade and forced Pelton to pass the kids. The biology teacher resigned in protest, and the community has been split ever since, says parent Judy Brewer.
I sat at middle school basketball games with other parents saying, what do you know? We didn't cheat. How do you feel about this? What is your student saying? Is your student really saying the same thing my student is saying?
The Piper plagiarism scandal has been the highlight of talk shows from Kansas City to the Philippines. But in Piper, parents are worried that the publicity hurts the town and will cause property values here to decline. Parents like Becky Horvat are worried some may pull their kids out of the district, and the once cozy community of Piper will face a crisis.
I'm especially worried that we are going to have trouble recruiting really good teachers. They're going to be afraid.
Because many of the parents help their kids with the botany project, many take the F's personally. Neighbors and friends now find themselves at odds in places that once brought them together, like basketball games. Some parents say their kids have been threatened by peers who feel they've been painted by the scandal. High school English teacher Leona Sigwing says the community is obsessed.
We are a really close community, and you know, we don't have businesses or community halls. Our center is the school system.
Teachers like Sigwing, who've spent their entire careers at Piper, were stunned by the board's decision, saying the board is usually supportive of district teachers. Now Sigwing says she's not sure that she has the school board's support.
Teachers have told me that they have trouble focusing. It's like it has consumed our lives. Yesterday was the first time in probably 6 weeks that we haven't talked about the issue.
The local teachers union claims that half of the district's educators are now looking for jobs in other districts. But Sigwing is among others who want to stay and fix the problem. They're developing a formal grievance process that allows the school board into the classroom only as a last resort. Leona Sigwing says some students in those classrooms now feel they're being singled out.
You know, our kids don't deserve that. We're only talking about a very small percentage of them. One of our juniors was taking the ACT test, and the proctor of the test said, now, oh, you're from Piper? She had a logo on her shirt. She said, now don't you cheat on this ACT.
The students don't have many places to hang out after school in this rural Kansas area. Many hop in their cars and drive to this local convenience store to grab a soda or a candy bar at the end of the school day. Piper senior Susie Kinetter cruises into the parking lot in a red Ford Mustang to mail a letter. She'll be attending Kansas State University in the fall and worries about the scandal's fallout.
It's degrading to know that 4 years of my hard work is going to be looked at as not being worth the same amount now just because of 28 sophomores. And it's really degrading knowing that my work won't be valued the same, just knowing that I'm a Piper High School graduate.
The Piper School Board has declined to comment on why it chose to overrule a teacher's decision to fail students. Parents continue to express their frustration to the board for withholding information about the case. The Wyandotte County District Attorney has filed a lawsuit against the board and its members. The DA claims the board violated the state's open meetings law in this case when it made a grading policy decision behind closed doors. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Piper, Kansas.